A Florida lawmaker has introduced a bill that would create a pay-it-forward college program. It's something a lot of other states are considering. Can you explain what that does and why states are thinking about it?
Well, I think states are thinking about it because they are hearing concerns from many constituents. Large fractions of the middle class and their children are struggling with the fact that they went to college, they did what they were told, and now they have a substantial amount of debt. And they're struggling in this economy to figure out how to pay that off. So I think that's where it's coming from, which is a very good place. What it does is it suggests a new sort of approach to funding where the student does not pay their tuition up front, but rather pays it off as a percentage of their earnings over a designated period of time after they obtain their degree. You postpone the payment until later, and the money that is then obtained from the repayment is used to once again finance college, the tuition and fees up front for the next generation, which is where the term pay it forward seems to have come from.
I did some kind of back-of-the-envelope calculations for Florida, and if you look at a University of Florida annual tuition of about $13,000 a year, with a median Florida income of about $42,000 a year, and that's not college grad specifically, it seems like a pretty good deal if you were to take this. I mean, is this something that could work out for students' favor?
Oh, it's disarmingly apparent that it sounds like a good deal. While tuition and fees might be $13,000 a year, the total cost of attending the university you're discussing is probably actually closer to approximately $27,000 or $28,000 a year. Usually tuition and fees only account for about 40% of the actual cost. Then you're still going to take on loans to cover the remaining cost. And then when you finish college, you're going to be paying back a percentage of your income, and you're going to be paying back your loan. And the two of those together is quite possibly a worse deal than what we're facing now, and perhaps more importantly, undermines the efforts that many are making to actually drive college costs down right now by just making them easier to pay off later.
Florida and other states have tried out lottery-funded scholarships and prepaid college plans and found that they were unsustainable with the growth in the price of college. Is this another program that could run into a similar problem?
Absolutely. This program is only sustainable if, first of all, college costs are contained through it, and that seems very unlikely. And secondly, and really importantly, the math in this program only works if everyone participates, if it's a universal program. And those students who finish wealthy at the end of college, who go off and get great jobs, also pay back instead of paying up front. And there's historical lessons from colleges across the country that indicate that that is not what's going to happen. Those who can pay it up front will. Those who cannot will have it postponed.
Professor Sarah Goldrick-Grabb, thank you so much for joining me.